So are you just going to ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid or if I say something really messed up that needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott guys.
Just in my tickle.
I want to.
How you doing, people?
Wake up, feel fine, grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up, restore, thinking back on the night before. I said yeah, then I did it. Having
it
not a
feels
second
like a rape
thought.
Dungeon in here.
Oh, I know exactly what he tastes like.
I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic, homie.
No, 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 no. You cannot buy the beer.
Beer! Also nice.
No, 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 no. I always blame the beer.
Okay, here's the show.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Adjust the Mic. It is episode number 35. I think the most famous athlete would be the big hurt Frank Thomas. Colleen knows all about him. She'll talk about him later. And tonight with us, we have, let's switch it around. Let's do introductions a little differently.
Yep.
Let's throw the mic over to Joe. Joe, hey, how's it going, buddy?
Joe, where are you? Where did he go? He's already sitting at Bricks waiting for Buffalo Cauliflower.
He's not here.
He better be drying off all them seats outside.
Cool, Joe. And over to my right is Miss Colleen.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing, princess?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Hola.
Hi, Scott.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you? See all these boxes
good,
everywhere.
They're pretty boxes.
Yeah, and as always, Scott's here, and he is boxing up his castle.
It's gone. It feels weird.
Yeah.
Like, the echo is worse in here because all the pictures are down.
You excited?
Yes. Excited. Mm-hmm. Nervous.
Nervous?
It's a lot. There's a lot going on.
Mortgage is a big thing, man. A
lot of money.
Happened to me Monday.
Yep.
And Charlie's here.
Yeah. Yep.
Mr. Charlie, hello there, sir.
Hey. Hello. Hey.
Guys, I'm pretty excited for this Bricks meetup.
Ha!
Just for the food.
Bah! I know, man. I'm really
it's gonna
excited.
Be awesome.
I think I'm going to get 2 scotch eggs.
Ooh, I think I'm going to get a scotch egg, a buffalo cauliflower, and then...
It's a good hit.
I don't know.
So I was really excited.
Definitely a couple of years.
Because we get an email nightly about, you know, stuff going on and some of the specials and stuff. So I read the Bricks one last night and they said there was a ribeye with asparagus and a blue cheese bacon cream sauce on it.
That's it, Miss Keita.
And I was like, oh my God, I called Kara. I'm like, is this ribeye thing for real? Because it said it was only $25. And I'm like, there's no way. She goes, I called her right before I came up here. She's like, there's only 2 left. They'll be gone by the time you guys get here. I'm like,
have her save one.
She's like, it was so good. Like, oh, cool.
Just cut one of the other persons.
Are you still doing the keto?
Not today. I'm not going to.
You're going hard in the paint with the carbs.
Maybe.
I know, man.
The poutine is always so good.
You're looking good. You got a tight shirt on and everything. Tight pants.
Those aren't tight. These are loose. These are loose, right?
No, they're kind of loose, yeah.
I don't wear skinny jeans. I'm 41 years old. Are you fucking crazy?
I still have pants that I can wear that are real nice, like DKNY pants, but they all have the larger bottoms on them from like 10 years ago.
Like JNCOs?
JNCOs?
They're not JNCOs. They're not JNCOs, man. I had those, too.
Man.
Man.
They might be JNCOs then.
But... No, they're like Kenneth Cole, even, you know, they're dress pants. They're expensive, but they don't have the tight around the bottom anymore.
Yeah.
They're not like tight rolled kind of styled. And now when I wear them, I feel like I've got these big old pants like JNCOs on and I can't wear them anymore. And I can't,
dad jeans now.
I feel like I can't throw them away.
We all rolled our pants, right?
I tight rolled.
You tight rolled, right, Colleen?
I think at one point, yeah.
Right? With a billabong jacket?
I learned in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
I learned in Kentucky at the bus stop, the older girls
tight roll right now?
Tight
rolled
my pants.
You got to fold it over. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah,
I got you.
He's doing it right now. I don't need to do it. Mine are already tight.
I can't do it. I'm not doing it. Tight roll.
Have you guys seen all those pictures now that when new dads are leaving the hospital, they're dressing like dads, like with their white New Balance shoes and their khaki shorts?
People tight roll again. That's a bad tight roll.
Holding
but that's
the
a tight roll.
That's a good tight roll.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's a little thick, but yes.
See, I'm showing ankle. Is that hot nowadays?
Yeah, your tight roll. You're over 2 inches on your tight roll, bro.
We're going to have to talk to some of the guys I work with because, they wear some crazy
skinny
shit.
Jeans?
I'm like, is this it now? Their shorts are so short.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So let's lead into that. This weekend I did that 80s 5K.
I saw. How was that?
Oh man, it was so cold. And my shorts were so short. Yeah, it was freezing.
Oh no way! I just didn't realize
it was. It was pretty cold. It was windy. It was really windy.
And then you had to run the bridge.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
I did. We did awesome, man.
Nice.
It wasn't so. I went with the kids. I brought Ava and Riley.
Yeah.
And Riley had a little bit of a breakdown on the way back.
Because he didn't want to do it anymore.
He just was hurting. It was hurting him. It's, you know, 3.1, whatever a 5K is, you know. And I had them running. Like, we're going to run. We're going to get a medal. We need to earn it. And he struggled a little bit towards the end, but I talked to him. He toughened up, and he finished it running.
That is so awesome.
That's
so
awesome.
That's what it was about. To watch them go through a little bit of struggle and come through, and then when they got their medal and their water, and then they got it was cold out, but they still got the Kona ices. But it was awesome, man. We had a good time. Short shorts. I wore the short shorts.
Where did you go afterwards?
We went to...
I saw a picture. I was trying to figure out where you were.
We went to Kelsey's.
Oh, okay.
In Port St. John.
Okay.
And they suck, and I'll never go back because sat there for 10 minutes. 10 minutes watching servers walk by us.
No.
10 minutes. Like, in,
not even saying anything.
Nothing. Not,
what kind of mess?
Walked right up to the manager's like, hey, we've been here 10 minutes. And we've had 4 servers walk by and not say nothing. Your place sucks, and walked out.
Oh, wow.
I was so fucking mad because we were so hungry. You know, right next to there is a fucking McDonald's.
Yeah.
So we smash. If we're on a 5K, smash McDonald's.
The Titusville Kelsey's is always awesome, just so you know.
Yeah, yes. It actually is.
Yes, it is.
Really, really,
Port St.
Really
John
good.
Kelsey's, it's been a problem for a while.
It's a hit or miss.
And I go just because I love the calzones, but nah, I'll drive to Titusville.
Yeah.
Titusville Kelsey's has always been great.
It's always been great.
I love how they put the pepperonis under the cheese. Like,
right?
On a pizza. It's good.
Their cheese is good, too.
I do like that. That's true.
And
I
then
like that as well.
Sunday, we went to the Strawberry Fest in Melbourne.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
They have a good keto meal there, too. You get the meatballs.
Oh, with the mozzarella on top?
Yeah, with the broccoli. It's like a little keto meal kind of thing.
Oh, I didn't know they had that.
Oh, it's so good.
Well, meatballs, there's some breadcrumbs in there. But, you know, it's still good.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot better comparatively.
Scott, what'd you do?
This weekend I packed and I packed and I packed.
Yeah.
And Silas had his birthday party on Sunday.
Where was that at?
It was weird. It was a park out in Rockledge. Dick Casey Park or something like that.
Would it say it again?
Damn it.
Dick
Tracy?
I almost said Dick Tracy, but it's Dick Casey or Dwink something Park.
Where in Rockledge is that?
It was on the event for Silas for his little party on Facebook. But it was in Rockledge, and this park was so cool, man. It was just, they had a skate park that was fenced in, one big gazebo area, and a soccer field. And nobody was there. There were some younger kids over there playing, you know, skateboarding and stuff.
Yeah.
And we almost had, dads almost had to beat those kids up, actually.
You're going to beat up skateboarders?
Well, they tried to take the soccer ball for the kids, and you know, this is all of our kids, you know, so it's me, Derek.
They're skaters, bro. That's what they do.
You know, and it's our whole little crew, you know. And Silas, you know, it was a surprise party for Silas.
Oh, he didn't know?
So he didn't know. So his mom was bringing him from Palm Bay up. So we were all there, had everything kind of set up. And then he shows up, he comes out. He was so surprised. Like, he was floored.
That's awesome, man.
And, about 20 minutes later, he's out running around with everybody. He comes back and goes, I don't feel good.
Oh, man.
And we had to go put him in the car to lay down. And the party was still going for a little while. And it was like, okay, let's get him out. And he wanted to open his presents first.
Okay.
So he went right and got the presents out of the way. And then we sang to him so he could blow out the candle. He didn't want any cake and went right back to go lay down.
Oh, my gosh.
Brought him home. 15 minutes later, threw up.
Oh, man.
Done. Next day.
Still sick.
Monday, I got to stay home and keep packing. Like, I packed every minute that I did not do that party. I was here doing this.
Did he go to the doctor?
Monday morning, he had a little bit of a fever still. Mm-hmm. He did not throw up anymore. So
yeah,
I just gave him some Motrin, and he laid in his room. And about lunchtime, he started feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
He runs out of the room, bro. And we're going to have to bring him out for this.
Yeah.
He runs out of the room. I'm playing with Dennis on Roblox on YouTube right now. He's YouTube Dennis, and you know, we know that's Riley's favorite YouTube channel.
The dude
as well.
Makes $6 million a year playing video games on YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, you were asking me before the show, Colleen.
Yeah, I've
this.
Never heard of this. It's the age group is too old for my kids, yeah. So this is totally new territory. I didn't even know it was a thing.
Anybody that's got kids minus Scott's age knows Dennis from YouTube.
Like, they all talk about it at school. Like,
so bad.
Like, it's insane how popular YouTube channels are because it's free. Everybody has access to it.
So what is the point of this game that they play? Like, is it nothing. is there anything, or is it just around. Like...
It's so weird. I would liken it to, I would like, you know, Minecraft. I never instilled
this
day.
I don't know that game either.
Do not understand Minecraft.
I don't know any of it.
Like, Minecraft is one of the, I don't know, it's not still, but it was one of the most popular games in the world. The
right.
creator of this game is a billionaire, okay? And it's a free download. But you can buy like things.
So is it like Sims or upgrade. Something?
Yes.
It's a Sims.
Yes.
It's a Sims related okay. type of situation. Exactly.
It's just another platform for sexual predators to take advantage of children. And that's how I look at it.
Yeah,
it fucking scares me. It freaks me out.
And the like there's an actual whole thing behind that's a reality. Is there were, you know, people on there that are too old seeking out talking to younger kids on there.
You just walk around and the kids talk to each other and then they talk
well,
to this
they walk
Dennis
around
guy.
And you can block.
You have like, games. They put there's know. Games. There's hide and seek. There's they got a grandpa that runs around and you know tries you know like
this
come
sounds
at
so
you.
Bad, man.
There,
is his name Herbert
different.
From Family Guy?
Dude, there's all these like things where you have to complete these little tasks of jumping from spot to spot and you get coins. There's all kinds. There's a game where you're an ostrich. And you're collecting eggs,
it's
and
so
you bring
weird.
The eggs back to your hole. But then there'll be like shoes and like forks, and then this so ostrich weird. Will have all this bling in his little nest.
Oh my
and every,
God.
It's I sit here with the kids, and I've been playing the last 3 or 4 nights with them, and it's hilarious.
Like you play like you have your own character, or you watch them play.
You have your own character. Like I have a little avatar that I created, and like all the kids have their own avatar. And here's the thing: from us as adults. We look at it in this weird, like, creepy way. These kids, that's not even in their heads. Like, to them, this is the most normal shit because they watch these YouTube videos, too, of these kids.
Which makes it even scarier.
That are playing the video game. But no, have you ever watched one, like, all the way through?
Yeah, yeah.
It's lighthearted as hell.
I know, man.
You know, there's not even a remote even tinge of any creepiness to it. It's the perception that us as adults put on it.
Well, yeah, and plus what I you do. What I,
and it's within, you know, we yeah. see it. Look, we're in an internet age where we see and that stuff in pedophilia and all that is more in our
yeah, it's just
in our face.
Really scary.
And Roblox was one of the ones that was one of the worst culprits of that in early stages. And they've done a lot of different things to that to where the platform's totally different where you can't do
but
that.
But that's
anymore.
Just like you have a lot of that shit going on at Disney World yeah. all the time. You see yeah. employees arrested for, hey, get Silas, Ava. Tell Silas come out when I yeah. talk to him. You see that at Disney as far as you see employees fucking
yep.
taking pictures of kids. Man,
it's
in
every walk
everywhere.
Of life. There's actually, I mean, do Netflix and all the documentaries that they're bringing to the table too. I mean, there's documentaries on there of all kinds of imagery from the internet that's being shared on like Google, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
That you can search bad things and find them. Yeah. And they're still trying to police that and figure all that out. So it's definitely a minefield.
All right, so let's hear about it from straight from the source. Let's hear how cool this was.
It was very cool.
What are we talking about? We're talking about you meeting Dennis, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, how awesome. Well, how excited were you?
Very excited.
Yeah. That's
how did you know it was him? Like, because you recognize his character, or did he come up and say, like, I'm Dennis, and you recognize him? How does this work?
Someone said, where's Dennis? And I was like, wait, Dennis is Blake? I did not know that.
So you were there, and you didn't realize it was Dennis until somebody else pointed out to you that Dennis was there?
No, someone said, like, where's Dennis? And I was like, Dennis is playing? This is very exciting.
Yeah.
I've got to see you guys play this game.
Yeah.
It's so cool. I mean,
I
he can pull the iPad
it.
And show it to you here.
Like
any time.
So we're talking like thousands of people are playing the same game at one time. Is that or like because what are the chances of running into this guy?
There might be 11 people in the room. It's a very rare chance to run in. Like Dennis, Silas, Dennis, how you watch
one in a million?
You and Riley watch him all the time, right?
Yeah.
And it's just a YouTube channel where you're watching somebody's gameplay.
This one, mm-hmm. all the time. He's addicted to Dennis.
Yeah.
Right? You're addicted to Dennis. Yeah, stop.
Yes, he is.
Hey, go on the mic, Riley. What's your favorite part of watching Dennis? Why do you like watching Dennis so much?
Yeah, what makes Dennis interesting?
I don't know.
Nothing?
What do you like about him?
How did you feel when Daddy said Silas got to see Dennis?
Mad.
Aww.
What the heck?
He's jealous, huh? Like, I want to hang out and play with Dennis too.
But you were mm-hmm. happy for him too, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I was very lucky.
Dude, it was so cool. He was so excited. He ran out of the room. Out to me. I'm playing Roblox with Dennis is in the room. Dennis is playing the game. And which game was it, Silas? Was it the bear one, or you guys were going through like a maze, right?
Yeah.
How does that game work?
It's where you gotta survive a monster.
You're surviving a monster?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you're trying to run from it so it doesn't kill you, kind of like the bear game, right?
Yeah.
I got you. And all it is that Dennis dude just plays the game and just talks about what he's doing in the game. Like, he's a commentator.
I'm going to need to watch you guys
almost
play
like
this
a sports
game
commentator.
Later.
It's so weird if you've never seen it. Riley's addicted.
Okay.
I never understood it either, but I cannot get any kid that's that age. They all are YouTube channels. Like, Silas, you know all the YouTube channels, right?
Not all of them.
What's your favorite one?
Dennis
right now. What's your other favorite one?
I don't know.
You ever heard of Blippi?
No.
See? I'm out of it.
See, Blippi's another one?
Yeah, but my kid can't play games with Blippi. Like, he just watches his videos. You know, it's like having a TV channel, but, you know, it's just constant videos. He can't interact with them. Trust me, he'd probably lose his mind if he could interact with them, but...
Well, I mean, the interaction part, it's just like when you watch somebody, like if I play Call of Duty on PS4.
Yeah.
And you're watching somebody play Call of Duty, it's just like that.
I guess because I've never played any kind of game that is interacting with any other person.
They're not really interacting. They can't talk to it. They're not talking to each other. Like, there's no microphones or headsets. Yeah. You know, it's all just a gameplay. It's not like a...
Silas is touching his toes on
like,
the
mic. We're totally okay. Like, Silas, you're done. Like, Silas, you're so done. All right.
Oh, my Lord.
Riley, anything you
Riley,
want to say?
Come on. What you got here?
Hey, Riley, can I ask you how your Valentine's Day went?
Yeah, how was it?
Good.
How did your friend like her presents?
What? How did she like them?
Yeah, did she like her present?
Did she like her present?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you getting all shy?
Are you getting shy?
Mm-hmm.
All right, burn up.
Good talk.
They froze up.
Yeah, he ain't having it.
They both kind of froze up tonight.
Now later he's gonna be like, Daddy, why did you tell them?
Aw.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Did she like it though? Did he say
anything?
Yeah,
she loved it.
I was wondering so much.
Yeah, she liked it. I was like, that's a strong move, son. Good job. He's like, well, blue's your favorite color. Oh, is it a blue whale?
Yes. Yeah. You sent the picture of the nightlight.
The
it was a nightlight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cute.
Yeah.
Today in history,
uh-oh,
Levi Strauss was born, the creator of blue jeans.
Isn't there like a market for those, like
Buffalo Bill. What were you saying?
Like old Levi jeans are worth thousands of
dollars. Oh, yeah. They're like a thing.
Yeah, I don't get it.
When did, like, Levi's jeans, like, I think I was in 6th or 7th grade is when they became unpopular for a while.
Oh, no. We never got them. We couldn't afford them. It wasn't a thing in my house.
Like, there was a time when you had to get other cool jeans. You couldn't get Levi's. And they're still them and what, Wrangler?
Yeah.
Wrangler was kind of too redneck. I didn't fuck with Wranglers because they were too redneck.
Yeah. I had a pair of Wranglers only to wear to, like, a Kenny Chesney concert once.
What about Arizona's? Arizona jeans.
Arizona was a thing for a while.
Guess for the girls.
Yeah.
Guess jeans.
Guess. Go Guess. Yeah.
Have that ass looking hot.
It is a little teardrop looking.
Yes.
Little, yeah. Little Hershey Angel. Kisses.
Bad. Yeah.
That's when I Daisy Dukes.
What else today in history? Is that it? That's a boring fucking day in history.
Buffalo Bill was born. This is just people who were born that day. Today. And Fats Domino.
Fats Domino. Mm-hmm. That's stupid.
Well, happy birthday.
So let's get to, I gave you some official documents over there.
Yeah, man.
What is going down?
So we're going to talk about the coronavirus, I guess. Hey, is this a...
I'm ready to what are we going to do? Like, are we going underground?
No, like, I don't know. This isn't real. Or like,
wearing masks?
You guys really think this is a thing? Or you think the media's blown it up?
You think I know it's the stock market politicized.
I think the stock market's a problem.
I mean, the stock market is reacting to it.
Yeah, which is weird. Well, no, it's not weird. It's I don't know, man.
Common.
Do you think that they're doing this to cover up something that they don't want us to be paying attention to?
It's possible.
Because that's what always seems to happen.
There's all
right?
kinds of conspiracies out there.
I don't know. I guess I worry in one part if it is going to come over this way, but they also say that it's going to affect like the elderly and people with diseases more and stuff, kind of like any other sickness, like the flu or whatever.
That's
so it's
what
like,
worries me. The flu worries me more
it's
than
like,
this shit.
Well, the continent, every continent other than Antarctica has a case of it now.
Yeah, whatever.
And that's what the CDC and all that's reporting. And Trump's talking about it tonight, right?
I guess they're going live here in a few minutes. Everybody's probably going to be checking us out instead of the president, though.
Yeah, exactly. We got a topic that we got posted in there, too, for the week.
No, I didn't have a chance. I didn't think about it. We were going to have Joe do it, but he don't do the podcast. He fucking comes and eats buffalo cauliflower and acts like he does it.
God dang it.
I don't know, man. This corona, like, I should be more... I don't care.
It's not affecting me right now, so I don't care. But
like, I'm trying not to be a terrible American.
I'm even getting a lot of emails.
I don't. If I can't go to Publix, I'm gonna start getting fucking mad. Other than that, I don't care.
I'm getting a lot of emails. That, you know, I'm in the transportation industry. Okay, so a lot of our things that we're reading about.
Yeah.
It's how it's import. You know, our imports are greatly affected because China imports a ton to us, and everything was held off for a bit. I mean, there's a lot of issues and a lot of things that are. That are affecting markets, which are completely related, and the death rate per 100 or per 1,000 people on the coronavirus is much elevated.
The
meat
man
the
is
regular,
fucking here.
Virus.
Hey babe.
I want to hug him.
Well, hello. How's it going, man?
My husband just walked in the house, people.
Yes,
how are you?
He is my ride to Bricks later.
Let's take a break.
Yeah,
real
let's
quick,
do it.
And then we'll pop back in.
Yeah.
All right.
With the meat man.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I want to know who this is right now.
I think you got the wrong fellow.
Let me ask you a question. Why are you calling my girlfriend in the middle of the night?
Dude, what are you talking about?
Don't make excuses, boy. You tell me who you are.
What are you talking about, bud?
Don't deny it, boy.
Listen, boy.
You better tell me the truth right now.
Listen, motherfucker, you got me mixed up with somebody else. Let me tell you right now.
Stop yapping and listen. Don't even know what I'm talking about. I am so angry right now. You are getting me frustrated.
Who the fuck is this?
How long has this been going on between you and her?
Who the fuck are you talking about?
Oh,
wacko?
Really?
Who the fuck is this?
You've been knowing what's going on, no doubt.
Be good, bud. Take it easy.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yes?
Yeah, I want to know who this is right now.
Why?
Let me ask you a question. Why are you calling my girlfriend in the middle of the night?
I don't call no girls in the middle of the night.
Don't
you got the wrong
excuses,
number.
Boy, you tell me who you are. Don't deny it, boy. You better tell me the truth right now.
I'm going to call the police because you're harassing me, and I have not called your girlfriend. I did not call your girlfriend in the middle of the night. You hear me, boy?
I'm so angry right now. You are getting me frustrated.
I'm not calling anybody.
How long this been going on between you and her?
I don't even know who she is.
I don't even have a girlfriend. I'm single.
You've been knowing what's going on, no doubt.
Somebody gave you the wrong number, Buckwheat. I have. You're making a mistake, buddy.
And we're back.
Yes, we are. Colleen is setting up our topic. Oh, you're not prepared, Colleen. This never happens.
I did that on purpose. You hate me.
So, I got a real quick question on that coronavirus thing. At what point do you get concerned? Like, what do you get? When do you get worried? What point?
I'm not worried, but I see where it's going to be affecting shit.
Disney,
like, it's affecting shit.
I guess Disney had some workers over in Italy, and they're kind of like telling them not to come to work. I saw that today. Like, no, we're good.
Yeah.
Stay the fuck where you're at. Keep that shit to yourself.
True.
I don't know. When do you get worried? When it hits your county? When it hits your state?
I guess.
The flu scares
me. There's not a whole
me.
Lot you can do unless you change your life and quarantine yourself. And I don't think anybody's quarantining themselves right now, so it's not that dire.
I got a lot of beanie weenies from the hurricane.
I haven't seen one person walking around with like a mask on their face or anything.
I got SpaghettiOs. I got all kinds of shit.
That would be really weird.
Chinese SpaghettiOs.
I bet you see them all though in the airport. People got to have those things on. Like,
I'll be at the airport on March 25th or something. I'm flying, and I'll see that. That'll be more of a peak time when the coronavirus. I could be flying to get corona, potentially, or I could bring it back. And then we'll do a show.
What?
It's simple as that.
Fucking show's over,
dude.
Done. I quit.
Yeah.
Bye, guys. I'll see you later. Yeah,
I'm a bird flu catching motherfucker, and I will share it.
No, man.
I'll hug everyone.
Telling you, the flu.
I want y'all to be there when I land, so I can just hug all of you.
The flu worries me more, man. That flu scares me. Because when Ava had it a couple years ago,
well,
they fucking scared
you guys,
me.
we've been talking about this for weeks. And did I not
this
say to you about the flu being
know,
more
man.
Concerned? And you know what? You tease me. Now it's all fucking coronavirus. I don't even know.
But
I don't.
Like,
I'm not even smart enough to think about this stuff right now.
As concerned as we are about the flu, though, what do we really do about it? We inject ourselves with the flu.
I don't have time to think about a fucking epidemic.
But we still get the flu anyway. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Lego Masters episode 4 is on Thursday. Like, fucking can't worry about an epidemic right now.
I don't even think about that shit, man.
All right, let's talk something else. TV show theme songs, guys.
Yeah, we're all gonna die. Let's talk about TV shows.
Game of Thrones, bro. Let's hand down next topic.
Fuck
you.
Game
think
of Thrones,
that
the
that
best one of the best intros.
Okay, it might have
ever.
It sounded cool. There was no words.
No.
Come on, man.
There was no okay.
Go 80s all you want. Game of Thrones.
Married with Children.
Ooh.
I still okay.
Love and marriage.
Love and marriage.
Well,
in The
like
Simpsons.
A horse and carriage.
The Simpsons are undeniable.
I do like how some
Simpsons,
shows, though,
no
they,
joke.
Their theme songs just set you up for the show. And no joke, The Sopranos was the best. You heard that song, and like you knew
other.
That episode was going to be like hardcore.
Sopranos was literally gangster.
Yeah.
Sopranos was the
like,
shit.
That song, just like that's one song like I never skipped. Like when I'm watching Friends
Walnuts.
On Netflix, well, before, skip intro. Same with The Office. Skip that shit. It's too loud.
Yeah, I skip most intros.
But The Sopranos, I'd let that ride out.
Like with The Office, I'm like, you know that, like a dog when you hear something, like I'll wake up like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm bad about that. What about Friends, your favorite show ever?
I mean.
I don't like Friends. It's all right.
I still skip it every time. Like I hear the beginning and I'm like, oh, okay, it's on, but skip intro. I'm not going to listen to it.
Roseanne's good.
Roseanne had good intro.
Wonder Years for me. Joe Cocker. I love that song.
Yeah. That is a good song. In general, it's a good song.
Yeah.
What about like cartoon
Silver
ones?
Silver Spoons, I think, had a good one.
DuckTales.
DuckTales,
and that's
every
it.
Every day they're out there. Yeah.
Oh, and fucking Fraggle Rock.
Yeah, Fraggle Rock's the shit.
When you think about like the 80s cartoons, like the G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe. Real American Hero.
G.I. Joe was there.
He-Man. By the power of
Grayskull.
We're fucking old.
It's bad, yeah.
What about Tailspin? What was Tailspin?
I can't think of that
what
one.
What about Animaniacs? I was a little too old for that shit.
That show annoyed me.
It did annoy me.
I didn't like it. Yeah. But like the Jetsons or Flintstones?
Jetsons were great.
The Flintstones, man, when Fred slides down the wrong sword. Yeah, fuck, that's a good one too.
What was it, Yogi Bear, didn't they? I can't remember their intro, actually.
Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo.
Yeah.
And I need another big and egg basket.
Man, we're going to get killed on this because there's so many fucking good ones. There is.
Yeah. We'll have to like check if anyone's responding. I mean, Game of Thrones. Yeah.
That got you in. Like, I was ready. Like, when it was over, I was like, boom, there's the fucking wall. The wall's different this week. Oh, shit, something's going to happen. Like,
the Twilight Zone was always like, really cool.
Yeah.
Twilight Zone.
Jimmy says Psych and Scrubs. Oh, I miss Psych. That was a good show.
Scrubs was pretty funny. I watched that for like a year or two. That was pretty good.
Scrubs. I've never seen Scrubs.
Me neither.
It's funny. It's funny. It's got good humor to it. Everybody.
Yeah. Brent, you don't want to talk at all? My husband's here, you guys.
He's listening.
He's just listening to us talk. He's very quiet.
He's creeping on us right now.
He's just laughing.
Creeping. He was creeping on me at the grocery store the other day, too.
You don't have a favorite theme show, babe?
I walked by, he slapped me in the
butt. You got to talk like right into the mic.
You do whatever you want with the brisket you make. Yeah. Just fucking do whatever
you want.
Don't
be like Scalzi and like have the mic 1,000 feet away from you.
What do you mean? Scalzi's out of here?
Oh, look, we got... So what's up,
Brent?
Wait,
what'd you just say?
I'm just adjusting a little bit.
He's just adjusting.
Oh,
look
at that.
See?
He's adjusting the mic.
He's adjusting to the mic.
Oh, shit. Bye, Joe.
Now they're getting to know each other. Bye.
So what's your favorite theme show song? Top Gear?
Oh. Yeah. Old Top Gear.
Top Gear's good.
Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah. Big Bang Theory. That is a good one.
Great.
Oh, fuck.
The
MASH.
Bare Naked Ladies.
MASH.
Was that a little depressing, though?
Yeah, but you knew what it was.
Hey, Andy Griffith, bro.
Yeah.
That whistle when he's walking with that fishing pole.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I knew. When I was thinking about this, it's like he's going to be like, Leave It to Beaver.
Every morning.
The Brady Bunch.
Every morning, and I put on Andy Griffith because Silas will come in my room and Flipper.
I don't even remember Flipper.
Flipper faster than
lightning. No one can be.
Yeah. They call him Flipper. Yeah. Oh, the Brady Bunch. What was the Brady Bunch?
I hated that.
It's the Brady Bunch.
Sanford and Son had one, right?
Come on.
I can't remember it.
Oh, my God, the Jeffersons.
Moving on up.
To the...
So, listen, I'm not going to lie. I heard Howard Stern talking about this earlier this week, and that was his favorite. He was going on and said it's the best of all time. I don't know if it is.
What
is the Jeffersons?
It's really...
Come on, man.
Because the lady
who
wrote that song, I think she just died.
That doesn't make it the best ever.
No, but he was...
Everybody dies.
Like, trying to... They were arguing for quite a long time on
what's
the best.
That's a great one, though.
Like, what's the best one ever, though?
Probably are you Googling it?
Green Acres.
Green Acres is
the Beverly Hillbillies.
Beverly Hillbillies was the shit. Hee-haw?
Yeah. Hee-haw. Oh, my God. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Oh, the Addams Family.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh,
with the creepy and the spooky.
I'm so glad we're figuring these out because we got fucking killed on social media.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah, they were like.
We still will. What are you talking about?
Fuck them.
I can't even think right now of all the other ones. Like, I used to love Sex in the Cities, too, but I know you guys probably don't even watch that, so.
Nope.
Curb Your Enthusiasm has a great one. I know you guys haven't seen that show.
I have seen that show, yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Let me see.
There's so many good ones.
Oh, Amy Wood with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, yes!
Oh,
yes!
Shit!
This is
my life got turned right upside down.
Charles in Charge, Joe Hampton.
One of my favorite TV shows of all time was Mr. Ed, and he had a great
intro. Fucking would be. You like
Come
that?
On.
Talking
his name is Mr. Ed.
You shove bubblegum in his mouth and beat him.
Jason Minor with Cheers.
Mr. Ed was the
shit.
Yeah, Cheers.
That's a good one.
Cheers is a good one.
Cheers is a good one.
I want to go where everybody knows your name.
What was...
Oh, my sister came through with Friends.
Oh, wow. Jeopardy?
Stop. Jeopardy.
Their intro?
Yeah, I like Jeopardy.
They have a good
this
intro.
Is Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah. Saturday Night Live? Saturday Night Live with the live band back in the day?
Yeah.
No. No, I was... I'm
Sledgehammer. Oh, my God, Joe Hampton. I totally forgot about that show, Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer.
I've never seen Jeopardy. Peaky Blinders, Jasmine.
Hey, Family Guy.
Yeah. Family Guy. God, I miss that show. I need to watch it again. I used to watch it all the time.
Weeds had a great one. I don't know if y'all ever
How did that
Weeds.
One go?
I'm about to say
pretty
that.
Boxes.
Oh, yeah.
And they did a different version of it as the second and third seasons went on.
Yeah.
Great.
Listen, there's 5 people from The Office going to MegaCon.
Which 5?
Right there.
I don't even... Who's the lady in the front? Is that Angela?
No, that's the redhead from the last three seasons.
That's like the...
Nellie
the,
Bertram.
I know it's not okay to like the Dukes of Hazzard, but I love the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, the Dukes.
Up.
Yeah, Dukes of Hazzard.
And just some good old boys. Like
I was
like,
never come Dukes on, of Hazzard. Was, never.
I had a little General Lee as my little car.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I was never big into Dukes of Hazzard.
It's Daisy, man.
Yeah, Daisy put it on you.
And Cletus and Boss Hogg, man, that shit was funny.
I think Amy Wood might win with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, y'all.
That might be the best. Knight like, Rider? Is Knight Rider? No. Sopranos, Golden Girls. Golden Girls.
Man, you got a little...
Ooh, Laverne and Shirley.
A little creepy on that one.
Golden Girls, man.
Sledgehammer. I can't... God, Joe.
Rachel Hallberg, Life Goes On. Oh, no, 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 no,
Adam's
Life
Family
Goes
in
On.
This, in this list was number 15.
Yes, Rachel, good one.
Life
oh,
Goes On.
Rachel
was...
just said Weeds.
Doctor Who.
Life Goes On was Obla Dee Obla Da by the Beatles, right?
Fresh Prince was
yeah,
number
I think
11
so.
On this list. Mary Tyler Moore.
I never watched that show.
Me neither.
Gilligan's Island. That was a great one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Family Guy,
Skipper
man.
And Marianne.
South Park.
Yeah.
Come on down to South Park.
Got myself a time.
Les Claypool, man. Primus.
Oh, totally.
South Park is yeah. fucking
Come
great.
Come on down to South Park.
Come on down to South Park here and have myself a time. You can fuck on it.
Jesus, calm down with that.
I can't help it. Yeah. I had to say it.
It's Les Claypool.
The Unbreakable, The Jeffersons, moving on up, was number 6 overall. Yeah. All in the Family, number 5 overall.
What was number 1?
The Simpsons, number 4.
The Simpsons
4.
Is 4.
Sanford and Son overall, number 3.
Yeah.
MASH, number 2 overall.
Nice.
Number 1 overall on this
Fresh Prince
website.
Miller.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah. It's a good one, man.
There you go, Jason Miner.
So I think we hit all the big ones.
Do you miss that? Like new shows, like show they don't have like original songs.
Man, I'm telling you though, I love when I watch new shows and they don't have a theme song. It's just like boom, the name of the show and moving on. Because it's
hey,
like, I
what
don't
about
have time
Dexter?
For that.
Dexter was a good intro, right?
Yes. Yes.
He was cutting all the blood oranges and cutting all the stuff.
Yeah,
you
Dexter's
know?
A good intro.
Had
That's a
good
great
intro.
Fucking show.
You had you watched
the
intro.
Show.
You did not want to fast forward the intro to that.
Yeah, you did.
Is there...
But it was good.
You're right. You're
but
right.
It was good.
I agree. I agree.
But it was good.
It's now gotten to the point though where like I fast forward every intro. Yeah.
Skip intro.
Yeah.
Oh, skip intro all day.
Fuck
it's
you,
the
intro.
Best feature ever.
It's
like,
amazing.
I get mad when I miss it and it just pauses. You're like, God damn it.
You remember when you used to have to fast forward and try to and you try to go 1, 2, 3 and you get 9 and you hit play or whatever and it should be like at the right time. There's
that's
like
why
time.
The Simpsons is an all time because it has Bart doing the on the chalkboard gag is different every one.
Yeah.
And then the couch gag.
Yeah.
Simpsons number one. Simpsons number one.
Santa's Little Helper episode, man.
God. That's the first one.
I loved it. I know.
That's the first one.
Yeah, like being able to watch it on Disney Plus again.
I know.
Like, that
we were watching
the first
it tonight.
Episode. Santa's Little Helper was the first episode ever.
Yep.
I didn't realize it.
I remember playing outside saying all of my friends going, we have to be home by 8. It was a Sunday at 8. Still, to this day, it's Sunday at 8 to watch the first episode.
Really?
Watching the commercials for it. I still remember it. I fucking love
it. I don't
show.
Remember my first Simpsons, but I do remember my first South Park.
It jumped the shark years ago.
Y'all remember where you did y'all watch South Park the first time it came out? Because it was kind of heavily touted.
I started watching it when everyone at school was talking about it.
Yeah. I haven't watched it in years, but I started it.
It was we were in the apartment still in Fox Hollow, and we had like this was the party apartment complexes here.
Mm-hmm.
And we had everybody from the complexes in my room pretty much laying all over the place in my living room watching the first South Park, and it was badass.
Like before anyone was even talking about it, like, you guys were just like, we're in.
Like Kevin Hoyt and Desi and Gibbs and all those guys, Tim.
Yep.
You know, over Kelsey's. They all watched, you know, they all knew what was up. Like, they knew that shit was coming out. So, I didn't even know anything about it, really. So, I'm like, oh, hell yeah, I guess we're going to watch it here. And it was hilarious. Like, they had the cows and the, you know, the big satellite and Cartman's asshole.
Cartman
you know?
Was just a character like I
it's
had
like,
never
you have a
ever
satellite
seen
coming out of your ass.
The movie was unbelievable.
Oh, it's so good.
With Saddam Hussein and Satan were gay lovers.
Oh, my
was
God.
That,
it's so
was
good.
Was that the Team America?
No.
Different one?
This it was South bigger, Park. Better, longer, uncut.
Yeah.
And Saddam Hussein
Saddam was so
and
funny,
Satan
dude.
Are lovers in bed, and they're throwing dildos at it, and they're gay lovers.
Oh, my. I have not seen that.
So listen, like,
Mom, Kitty's being a dildo.
Yeah.
I know a sweet kitty kitty who's sleeping with mommy tonight.
What about the Goldbergs?
When I heard that, I was done.
I've seen that show a couple times. I can't think of their theme song.
I keep
song.
Hearing you
what
say
it?
The Goldbergs, if you've mentioned it a couple God, times, and I watched it this weekend, like a couple episodes.
I got to watch that
funny.
Show, like actually
it's
watch it.
It's a really
it.
Good show, man.
Yeah. It all takes place in the 80s, right?
Yeah. Oh. Chips.
Son of a bitch. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, Goldbergs is awesome.
Goldbergs good.
We could talk about this for a long time.
We have it's almost 7 now, so we got 30 minutes to get over to...
Bricks.
Bricks. We are...
We're toughing through, not really taking another break.
One more thing I would say as far as...
Joe probably won't be there.
I forget who mentioned it in the group, Philip McNally.
Did I say that? Right? Yeah, Philip.
Phil, what's up, buddy?
Good old Phil McNally. I remember him from high school.
I forget. Yeah, we're talking about something in the group, and he brought up us recording.
At IRC.
At an IRC game or something.
Yeah, he's talking about like a baseball game, like a little kid's baseball game.
I was just kind of like, this is totally an entry-level idea here. You know, like I have not thought this through, so maybe we're just doing this out loud.
Yeah.
But like when I get situated in the new house and everything, and everything's kind of settled for all of us, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we can get like the portable setup, because it's battery controlled.
Okay.
So we could just have two mics or even just one mic.
Mm-hmm.
And we could just go and sit there and we can just like say funny shit about what's happening. Don't mention any kids' names, but just do some commentary on it. And I could bring it back and we can kind of see if I can cut it up and make it kind of funny.
So we need to
use it as a clip for the show.
Oh, we need to scout it out beforehand.
You know what I mean?
Because you don't want to be saying this stuff around parents that could be mad.
Yeah, but who wants to be the creeper that goes scouts it out?
I got
Joe's already there.
I mean,
I'm on
like,
it.
Like, isn't Joe a coach?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Well, he shows up in a coach's shirt, but I don't think he does shit. or he might not show up, kind of like the podcast.
He's like Dennis for YouTube and creeping on kids.
He's like, oh, I got to go coach kids. Oh, sorry, I'm seeing Tool in Bangladesh.
That's the old school way. You just become a coach of kids. That's how you creep on them. You know, in the old days.
This explains so much.
Now it's
Joe.
The internet, you know. So we could all go there and like just have a couple microphones and just kind of start laughing and figuring out a way to.
Man, I don't know. I'm a pretty mean person. I don't know if I should do that.
Well, we're talking about watching kids and making
and
fun of kids. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if I can do that.
No. I mean,
maybe we talk to the parents about
that's
their
what
kids.
I would like to do.
Maybe, yeah,
I'm just open.
I would much
to,
rather
open.
Do that.
I'm open to ideas.
Yeah, I'd much rather talk to the parents. I wouldn't mind making fun of the parents that take it way too seriously and make it to where the kids don't have any fun.
Can we push kids down and take their boiled peanuts?
Okay, Ari Shaffir.
Well, I'm just saying.
I know.
If they're Cajun, I'm punching them.
Oh my!
I will punch a kid for Cajun peanuts.
Peanuts, or what'd you say? Cajun what?
Cajun peanuts.
Cajun penis? Or
Cajun
I said,
peanuts?
No. I said peanuts.
Now I got to cut something out of this.
All
right.
Speaking of Cajun, did we figure out a name for this voodoo doll? Did we narrow it down? Are we going to put a poll up to vote?
Well, it's Jojo Voodooman is pretty good.
I really like that one.
Brent, come on. What do you think?
Yeah, that's probably the best one.
Is that the best one?
Jason Miner's got the most likes on
it. Okay, what was his name?
Yeah, I want to hear
it. I got to find it.
You have a good argument here.
I don't know. I got to find it.
So why don't we repost and do a poll? And put the top three like votes on there, and then they vote, and then that person wins.
Okay, let me hold on.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I got it right here. I'm just kidding.
But see, I also liked somebody, Jason Miner, and this is a new one from today. So I'd hate to say likes because I don't know. There's new ones kind of still going in.
What did you like, JoJo Voodooman?
Yes,
JoJo Voodooman.
Who's it? BT? Is that who's it?
That's BT.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then there's Jason Miner had one as well. And come on, what was it?
God, Kurt McGirt's good, Matilda and Ello. Fuck, that's kind of funny.
Oh, I was saying that it was kind of like, it should be like the spawn of Joe and Charlie in one way.
Mr. Forrest Greensheets.
One person called it Lord Miller.
Mm-hmm. That's maybe, funny.
Hey,
Lord Miller doll.
Narnar's got a Bodie McBoatface.
Yeah.
He's got 5 likes on that.
I can't call a voodoo
Did
doll
Did he just
Bodie.
Like his shit 5 times from different
it's,
accounts?
What is this, Point Break?
Where is
Hey, Jesus. What was the name of that doll's head that was in the Fast Times at Ridgemont High? Or no, it was Summer School, I'm sorry. Remember the 80s movie Summer School and the guy had the dog with the little head?
No, man.
The little stuffed animal head that he would throw into the ocean. It was his dog's favorite doll head. Does anybody...
What about Gat Parody?
Oh, nobody knows.
Gat Parody.
Dude,
I gotta find
Jason Miner, phenomenal.
That is pretty good.
Phenomenal.
That actually is like
the most. It's so good.
Actually, that phenomenal. I think that should just win.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Dun, dun, that dun, is dun, perfect.
Phenomenal.
How did I not dun, see that? Oh man, yeah. No,
this
that's...
is a terrible podcast, by the way. I'm saying way too much on this episode.
Phenomenal. Dun, 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 dun. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. For me, I'm voting for that one.
Okay, that might take
shout
it.
Shout out to Jason Miner. That was pretty fucking good. It's phenomenal.
Okay, it's either that, or why don't we just
put
have it between that?
I can't be the judge on this one. Well, I'm going to step out
that
and let
one,
you guys pick.
BTs and then Bodie McBoatface? I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
those three.
And Green Sheets.
No, I cannot have a Green Sheets. I don't want to think
sheets.
About that ever again.
All it's only it's not it's,
call
it's,
them sheets
it's, Scott, it's just about Scott masturbating. It's not a big
Skeets
deal.
Macheets.
Oh, you
can we call
guys.
Them Skeets?
Skeets?
Skeets Macheets.
Skeets Macheets. No, Skeets Macheets is a problem. That's
I just want a shirt that says that, please.
No, that's a problem.
Phenomenal. Oh my god.
Oh, hey, real quick before we wrap it up. I asked you before we were doing the podcast about your son. You had mentioned something at their school. They got a whiteboard
yes,
up.
Yes, they now in his classroom, in Keegan's classroom, they have a dry erase board, and they write all the words he says every day now. And it's crazy. He's saying so many words, and it's not like he says them all the time, you know, but he is saying them, and he's trying his hardest. And this weekend, like, Brent's dad came over, and Keegan, like, led him to the door, and he's like, outside? And it's like,
oh my god,
just like hear him actually saying stuff now. It's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
fucking awesome.
Before nothing ever made sense and it was just noises. But now it's like we can actually try to decipher what he's saying. It's awesome. The teachers are so stoked. Like every day they're so excited to tell us all the new words they've added to the list. So
it's in Brent too. That's just such an amazing thing to be happening for you both right now is having that experience of the words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
last
being able
year,
to communicate like that.
I mean, last year between both boys, it's been absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like
so cool.
We're kind of 2 or 3 years behind where normal kids are. And
yeah.
That's
just,
how
it's insane just kind of catching up and seeing what everybody else got to experience.
Exactly. Yeah, man.
I get more people talk to me about that on this podcast.
Oh, really?
Than anything else.
It's so cool.
Oh, that's
message
awesome.
Me or ask me about it.
Yeah, it's a.
I love that you
so
guys
it's awesome.
Can share.
I appreciate
that
you talking
us,
about it.
You know,
because
awesome.
No, like you'd mentioned it before. There's other people going through it,
right?
So
and it's hard because you still like Brent and I. We always, I don't know. Thank God we have each other.
Yeah.
Because like, and it's hard on both of us because it's like he said, it's our kids are just developing now at a rate way slower than the other kids, but at least they're getting there now, and it's really cool to have those feelings. Like everybody else has already felt that just maybe they might have taken for granted because it was just in their natural progression. 100%. But for like Brent and myself, like when these little things happen, it's like,
they're
holy
huge.
Crap, man. Like it's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah,
it
great.
Is. It really, really,
that's
really
good
is.
Stuff.
Yeah. Thank good you stuff. To all of the RBTs and other behavioral therapists out there, man. Because if it weren't for them, we'd be lost.
Oh, yeah.
The kids would be lost. It would be really hard.
Yep, that's awesome, man. Well, I wanted to kind of get it on a good note before we go.
Heck yeah.
So we'll see everybody at Brixton tonight.
Eat my weight in Scotch eggs.
Oh, God, your burps are going to stink so bad.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get a few myself, so.
Yes.
I'm
farts.
So hungry. I haven't eaten yet. I'm ready.
Extra mustard.
All right.
Let's do it.
Bye. All right.
Love you all.
Bye. Joe's already there. He's
hey,
already
Joe.
He's eaten twice.
Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor. He's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright. Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor. He's screaming for more.
That's just killer! Oh, dude, that was awesome!